Caribosa, a few quick words of introduction. One, as often is in this year, so our general topic is buying and wearing new things during this period, but we're going to also use this as an opportunity to talk about some other things like politics. That was a joke. But now we're talking about other things like wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon. Do we do that? Do we not do that? What's the question about that? That's introduction number one. Introduction number two is that we're following all the psakim, all the halachic decisions stated today, or what comes out from Moshe Feinstein, basically. Great posek of, really, of all world Jewry, and especially America. And I didn't look at other poskim or other halachic deciders to see how things are, but it's basically what he says in my understanding of, in a little Mishnah Berurah. And three, like we always, when you give these public shiurim, so it's always something that everybody can, Bezrat Hashem, you know, follow the whole shiur, no matter what level you're in the yeshiva. But there might be a few points which are a little difficult. Don't get put down by those points. And I'm always happy to repeat them for anybody who wants to hear later. Okay, so Rabosai. So can one buy and wear new things during the 9-day Shabbos, Nachum, and Tisha B'Av? Let's see. It seems like no. It's an open and closed question. Let's see source number one. Kelim Chadashim. Kelim Chadashim. Kelim often in the Lashon of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim means clothes. Okay? Kelim, a clothes are really utensils. Kelim Chadashim. This is what it means here. Kelim Chadashim, new clothes, Bein Levana, Bein Tzvum, whether they're white, whether they're Tzuriel Darchinom, Shulchan Aruch, whether they're white, whether they're colored, Shel Tzemer, whether they're wool, Shel Pishtan, whether they're flax, also little Bosh B'Shabbat, so you can't wear them on this Shabbat. Now, Shabbat here means Shavua. Sometimes when we use the word Shabbat, we mean the week. Okay, so just notice, as I wrote, I mean, here it definitely means the week. So during the whole week, Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av, during the whole week of the Tisha B'Av period, you're not allowed to wear new clothes. It's finished. And then we have the Ramah here, italicized, Vanu Machmir from Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech. And for Ashkenazim, that applies from Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech. Good! So, from the question of the title, it's time to go to the Siyam. And have some schnitzel, right? It's over. What does it say? It says you're not allowed to wear new things during this period. But let's go a little further first. Before we get to where the question exists, I'm going to show other... This basic question, this was not a point which was clear to me, and it was worth coming to here to know this things. Everybody knows you're not allowed to wear not only new things, right? But we don't wear clothes. We don't wear during this time freshly laundered, pressed things. Why? What's the problem with that? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kelim Chadashim. In the place where it's the way to, it means like some type of press that they had back then. All right, this is before some modern machinery, but the Mishnah Berurah is writing in the 1910s, 20s, etc. If they put them in this press, which again, I don't know exactly what that is, but you can imagine some type of press for to strain out the clothes. They are now called like pressed clothes or iron clothes. Vasurin. And that also is also during this period of the 9 days. Vafilu heim yishonim. Even if they're old clothes, right? So if you put old clothes through a press, you also don't wear them. For us, let's say that means like what we use laundering and ironing. Why? Look at this, guys. Shagiyatz osa osan kichadashim. Because when you do that, it makes them like new. So why are we not allowed to wear laundered clothes? Why were you rushing last Thursday? My wife always calls me, get home, you have to try on the clothes. Get the clothes, right? Why are we rushing last Thursday to wear clothes for this period? Because new clothes are like, old clothes that are pressed and laundered are like new clothes. Okay, so the Isser is really in new clothes, right? And laundered clothes are like new clothes. Chadashim. Vasurin lubosh b'shvuzon, you can't wear that during this week. Now, and the Mishnah Berurah continues. Not only that, umihai taima, and this is why nogu Isser b'beit day Shabbat. And that's also why those that didn't wear Big Day Shabbat, we'll see in a moment, there are two customs of us. Of course, our custom is that we do wear Big Day Shabbat, but those that don't is because of that. Why? Umihai time anogu iser b'Big Day Shabbat, l'lov shem b'Shabbat chazon, and the Shabbat's coming up. Da'afal pi shelov shem mikvar, kam Shabbatot, even though you've worn it already for a few Shabbosim, right? So I've been wearing my most people don't send their Shabbos suit to the cleaner every single Shabbos. If you're a young father, maybe you do, but most don't. I told one of my Talmidim one time, it's a tie on a young father if he doesn't have his spots on his suit. You know, where are you taking care of your kids? You're not taking care of your kids, right? So you have your new your suit, but a few weeks have passed and you don't send it. And even now you can't do why. Shabbatot adayin meguhatim have adayin migihutzan nikar. Their pressing and their being ironed is still recognizable on them. Vavika chadashim, right? Shabbos clothes, even after a few weeks, they still look like Shabbos clothes. You know, so just think in terms of the pants. You know, when you get the what's it called?
The
crease. When you get the crease right in the middle, right after a few weeks, it still looks like sell the crease in. The crease is still standing there, right? So you could still see the newness in them. So Rabbi said, we learned a very interesting thing. We have three halachas here, right? But it's really one basic halacha. And theoretically, we would assume that the halachas about it go the same the whole way, but let's see. New clothes we can't wear during this time. Freshly laundered and pressed clothes we can't wear during this time because they're like new. And Shabbos clothes, even after a few weeks, we can't wear during this time because they're also like new. We're together? Good. So Rabbi says, so why in the world are we continuing? It's like Rabbi Tursky, right? He read the first two sources, and then this year's over, right? So I have no H words for this year. Yeah, but let's go on. So where's the Shiloh come from, Rabbi says? So let's see. Then this is really a question which was asked to Ramosha Feinstein. That's where I came from, but let's see where the question came from to Ramosha. So we're going to jump now to a question about what happens on Shabbos itself. Shabbos Chazon, as we said, is well known, there are two customs about what is done. Today, everybody wears Shabbos clothes, but not so long ago, people used to not wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon. It's amazing. Right? Imagine a chassid for a second. He's got a nice, beautiful shtreimel, you know, and he's walking around on Shabbos with his regular, I forgot what the chassidim called, the chalata. He's walking around with his regular stuff on Shabbos without a big shtreimel, all that stuff. Okay, so let's see. So the Ramah, in fact, brings that down. This is the Ramah a little bit before where we were. That was Takna Sif Vav. This is earlier in the Siman, early in the section which speaks about these halachas. So the Ramah, the father of Ashkenazi Jewry, brings out Filu b'Shabbos shel Chazon. Even the Shabbos of Chazon, this Shabbos coming up, Ein Machlifin. We don't change Lubos Big Day Shabbat. Kim Tiktonis Levad, besides an undergarment. Okay? So the Ramah, in fact, brings the custom that we don't wear Shabbos clothes. See, this is unbelievable. That was when I was going in Krakow. My wife was just in Krakow with my daughter last Shabbos. What was going in Krakow? Two Shabbos. What was going in Krakow? All Krakow, they weren't wearing Shabbos clothes. Amazing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubekilas Kodesh Vilna, in the holy place of Vilna, Noagim. We take the custom of Pia Grah from the Vilna Gaon, Lil Bosh Big Day Shabbat. So the Grah said, no, you should wear Big Day Shabbat. V'yesh Mishanim Beged Echad, and those that change one Beged, right? They don't wear their tie or something like this. The Chain Kasev, so too wrote Re'emden, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, B'shem Aviv HaGaon, in the name of his father Gaon, that was a different Gaon, that was the Chacham Tzvi. Shetzarach Lil Bosh Big Day Shabbat, Afil B'Shabbat Shechal Bo Tishbov. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden brought from his father that, no, even on a Shabbos like this one, right, we're not focusing, Rabbi Yaakov, so much about the specifics of this Shabbos. I think Rabbi Kwas spoke about the specifics of this Shabbos. We're not going into this one, which is exactly Tisha B'Av. That's just for simplicity. We're not going to discuss that. We're talking about Shabbos Chazon, 9 days, etc. So he says, I feel b'Shabbos Chal Bo Tisha B'Av. You change. Now, Rabbi Kwas. So listen well now. Okay, here's a little, not too tricky, but a little tricky. So here's where the question comes about. How do we explain why things are usser? New clothes are usser. Washed and pressed clothes are like new. Right? And Shabbos clothes are also like new. That was all one side. Now, what do we do? We, of course, today, us, follow the Vilna Gaon, and we wear Shabbos clothes. And why? What does that mean if we're wearing Shabbos clothes? Very simply, we're going to go deeper into it in a few moments. What does it mean that we wear Shabbos clothes? For one reason or another, we're not concerned with the fact that we're wearing like new clothes. That's what it means, right? For whatever reason, leave the reasoning aside. Just go with the math, so to speak. We aren't worried about this Shabbos, about wearing like new clothes, right? So therefore, it could follow. Just like we're not worried about wearing like new clothes, we could also not wear new clothes. Okay, that's the question. So maybe, just like a...
To wear.
To wear.
It's like we're not worried about like new clothes, we can wear
Right. Just like we're not worried about wearing like new clothes. Thank you, Rabbi Abraham. Just like we're worried, he's going to be mad at me in a moment, but now we're still friends. Just like we're not worried about wearing like new clothes, so we don't have to worry about wearing new clothes. Good? That's the argument. It's a good argument. So comes Gaon Uzenu, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he weighs in very strongly and says like this. So this is an exact quote from Igros Moshe in source number 6. Vinei Pashut. He says, Rav Moshe says, it's simple. No. Sha'af la'nogin shelov shim bigdei Shabbat b'Shabbat Chazon. Even according to those that have the custom to wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon, like we do, right? Ein nogin lilbosh begadim chadashim. That we don't do. Okay, so he makes a split. Shabbos clothes? Yes. New clothes to wear them? No. Why? He brings a beautiful ride. The lo adif mi chatan. Because it's not better than a chatan, a groom. What's the halacha of a groom? Well, now let's see this reasoning. Sha'af laha osrin, even according to them that don't wear Shabbos clothes, mutter lubosh bigdei Shabbat b'Shabbat Chazon. Rabosa, we were speaking about Krakow, right? What did they do in Krakow way back when? Did they wear Shabbos clothes? No, they didn't. But there was one person who did wear Shabbos clothes. Who was that? That was the grooms. Chasanim, Chatanim. Probably in Krakow they said Chasanim, right? The Chasanim, Chasunim, right? That is great, right? Depends when you were in the Ramos time or a little later once Hasidus took over Poland. But either they said Chasanim or something like that. The Chasanim would wear Shabbos clothes. Good? So they, even in the world of Isser, Chasanim were different. But we're at the end of the quote in 6. Va'asur b'chadashim. But a Chasan still couldn't wear something new. Everybody get it? Right? Krakow. No to Shabbos clothes. Yes for Chasan. But even the Chasan couldn't wear what? Rabosai couldn't wear something new. So Moshe applies that reasoning. And he says, just like, even though we say what, we're kind of like our behavior, we're all kind of like Chasanim, right? They're not in reasoning, just in terms of the math. The Chasanim back then could wear what? Shabbos clothes when everybody else is wearing weekday clothes. The Chasan's wearing his shtreimel while everybody else is not wearing his shtreimel, right? But he couldn't wear a new shtreimel. He couldn't wear something new. Okay, so therefore, Moshe says the same thing for us. Even though we say what, we're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, right? Like us being Chasana, but we can't wear new clothes. That's where Moshe comes in very, very strong and says it. So I just want to show this paragraph, right? See it together. Even those that don't allow wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos Chazon do allow a Chasan to wear Shabbos clothes, yet he still can't wear new clothes. So what do we see? We see where Shabbos clothes are allowed, new clothes are still not allowed. Applying that reason to our minig equals, even though we wear Shabbos clothes, we can't wear new clothes. Can our bows? Yeah, good. Now, everybody together? Okay, beautiful. Now, both sides, I think if you look at the tshuva, I quoted in the end, everybody's welcome to look at it just in the end notes, but we don't have time for it now. But I think Rav Moshe says, I think he holds that even if you don't have anything else to wear, you still can't wear new clothes. See what I'm saying? Let's say, right, Rav Moshe's saying I can't wear new clothes. Maybe only means that if I have some Shabbos clothes to wear, then I have my old Shabbos suit and I have a new Shabbos suit, right? So you certainly can't wear your new Shabbos suit. I personally think that Rav Moshe holds that even if you don't have anything to wear and you're going to end up wearing your weekday clothes, you can't wear something new. Now, Rav Moshe, but let's leave that off for a second. So let's understand the reasoning here. Let's go back to the denim, right? Why can't I wear new things? What do you think? What's the problem wearing new things? How would you explain it? Yeah, Joseph.
Well, we're mourning, but you also said that we don't mourn on Shabbat. So I feel like this is a contradictory statement.
One second. Just let's deal with the question I asked. One second. Why can't we wear new things during the week? Right now, I want to go buy a new jacket. Why can't I do that? So it said you can't. How would you explain why you can't wear it?
Well, A, because the rabbi said so.
Okay, good. But what do you think the reasoning, why do you think the rabbi said so?
Because you're not supposed to be, well, during when this becomes a holiday, during the equivalent of Holam Moed, you can't be celebrating.
Okay, good. Celebrating, right? When I wear something new, I'm happy, right? There used to be a minig in Navardic where Rav Hirschfeld's, I think, father learned that they wouldn't, if someone had a new suit, he would give it away at first. He didn't want the guy of wearing something new. That was part of the Vardic, you know? When someone wears something new, they feel great. right? Halacha recognized that. So, by the way, you know, we spoke about our during this time of like not looking for joy. We should remember we're supposed to be joyful. Well, see, everything is, you know, when you get something new, you're supposed to be happy. Today, everything is, you know, you just order on Amazon, you just speak to Alexa, and it's already at your door, and we don't enjoy anything anymore. You're supposed to enjoy new things. That's the natural feeling, right? So there's when someone has something new, there's simcha, there's joy. I'm saying it's simple reasoning. And it would seem to be that during this period, our simcha is limited, mamatim b'simcha, and therefore we're not supposed to have those feelings. And that's the pashup shot, right? So now, let's understand for a second. Those feelings I can't have, right? So we would have said, maybe, the feelings of like new, I also shouldn't have, right? That was, go back to how we built the whole shiur, right? I jumped a step. Right, I'm not supposed to have joy in the new joy. Everybody agrees to that, and I'm not, according to the minhag of the Ramah, the custom of Krakow, I'm not supposed to have that joy either on Shabbos. Right? What's that joy? That the joy of something new. I can't have the joy in the joy in a new thing, and I can't have the joy in what Rabosai in something that's like new. That's also a tremendous joy. It's new, if it's new, it makes me happy. When it's well pressed, it makes me happy. My Shabbos clothes make me happy. And that is a contradiction to the feelings that we're supposed to be having over this period. Good? And that's why we would have said, maybe I can't, but according to us, for one reason or another, we're not specific not to have, we don't have the new feeling, but we do have the Shabbos feeling, right? Now let's explain that. Why is it, how do we explain how we look at things, right? On Thursday, I want to wear a new pair of pants. Can I? No. But can I wear my Shabbos clothes this Shabbos? Yes, we do, right? But that's also new. So a new feeling I can't have, like new I can't have, what's the difference? Right? So I think that point is quite simple, right? I want to bring two proofs. There's a difference in the feeling of the joy in something new and the joy in something like new, right? So I'm going to bring two proofs, one from the Ger Rebbe and two from Amazon, yeah, again, right? Yeah, okay, let's show the, you know, it says that someone who goes to a Pidyon HaBen, right, redeeming the firstborn, it says that people, if you notice, at the Pidyon HaBen, people take garlic and sugar from such events. Ever see that? They put tons of garlic and sugar, then they take it. Why they take that? Because this is someone who enjoys and takes part in a Pidyon HaBen meal is like he fasted 84 fasts. So therefore, to spread the joy, you take something like garlic, which you put in the food, and then it spreads out, and a lot of people eat it, and everybody gets a little piece of that, right? So I mean, so someone who is at that pleasurable meal, right, is as if he fasted 84 fasts, and so do people get that feeling. That's why people pass around garlic and sugar, if you ever seen it. Next time you'll know. So someone asked one of the Ger Rebbe's, I forgot which one, you know, what kind of Averis does that take? It's as if you fasted 84 fasts, right? So what type of sins does that take care of, right? Every time you fast, it's a kapara, it's an atonement for sins. So they asked one of the Ger Rebbe's, how does that work? Which sins does it take care of? He said like this, the ke'ilu fasts take care of the ke'ilu averus. Yeah? The like fasts take for the like averus. You know, every person has like averus, you know, smaller type ones. We have real averus. So the real averus, you have to do a little bit more work than just go to the Pidyon HaBen. But the like averus, it takes care of. So you see, there's a difference between something that's mamish, the thing, and something which is like the thing. There's something called something new, and there's something which is something called like new, right? What's the raya from Amazon? Does anybody figure out the raya yet? What's the raya? How am I?
Refurbished.
It's much cheaper. Like new. It's two separate categories, right? You say you put in new or you put in like new. What? Then you put in used. That's where I go. I go to used, you know? But you go to new, and then there's like new. So like new is different than new, right? So both said the same thing. Let's just get the halacha clear. So we can't have the joy. It seems to be, generally, we can't have the joy of something which is mamish new, but something which on the Shabbos, which is like new, it seems we can't have. That's how we would understand it. Okay? Good. Now, both said, I want to now just look at the, we're going to connect back for a second, but first I want to show you an amazing Aruch HaShulchan. We're going to focus for a moment just on the halacha of Shabbos Chazon itself. Right? So again, what do we say? Krakow, Vilna. In Krakow, no Shabbos clothes. In Vilna, yes, Shabbos clothes. What was that all about? Right? And how does the Shabbos, like what Joseph was talking about, how does Shabbos and mourning fit together, right? Shabbos is a happy day. Yom Smachos Uvitzamcheni, Shabbos is a happy day, and mourning is certainly unhappy. So maybe we could say the machlokas between Krakow and Vilna, between the Gra and the Ramah, is mamish an amazing machlokas, right? According to the Ramah, right, the Velus wins, and Shabbos is, so to speak, forgotten. Obviously not in terms of its Isurim, and not in terms of its prohibitions, God forbid, but in terms of the Ruach of the day. It's the Ruach of the day, the spirit of the day, is a sad day. That's what everybody was walking around in Krakow with down faces. And in Vilna, Shabbos wins, and there was no Avelis at all. Ever hear the two ways? And therefore, and that's reflected in the clothes. On Krakow, you wear weekday clothes, no strimals. And in Vilna, you wear your strimals, right? The girls wore strimals, were supposed to back then. It could be the girl, right? The Leshem, Rabbi Yashiv had a strimal. So everybody used to have strimals. You know that? Rabbi Yashiv used to wear strimal. Serbosai. So Lithuanians also had strimals. So maybe they had strimals in Vilna also, right? That would be a very, very wide way to learn the machlokas. You got it? Some are saying that mourning wins, and Shabbos is, so to speak, not there. And the other side is, no, that Shabbos wins and mourning isn't there. Serbosai, what's wrong with learning the machlokas like that? What do you think? I mean, it's nice, right? It's dramatic.
Neither side seems right.
What?
Neither side seems right. I mean, you know, they have part that they're right, but a part that they're wrong.
Okay. What else? So, guys, in general, yeah, what do you say, Yoni?
I was just going to say, like, how Moshe seems to be learning out from the Minhag, about even those who are by Minhag Agra,
right?
Learning out from the Minhag in Krakow that you can't wear begin.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing, right? Because he's seeing a principle. Exactly. Right now, that's exactly what Moshe's doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I wrote. It means, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. Okay, guys, so we're back to Shabbos. What's wrong with learning so dramatic, right? Shabbos wind means it's a Shabbos day with no morning, or it's a morning day with no Shabbos. So Jory says just like so not nuanced. That's what Jory said. Anybody else? So we're both saying in general, we don't like to make machlokas in like so big, right? We like to have machlokas in more, you know, on a finer. That's not an ironclad rule, but just to give a mushel to that. If you imagine, you know, Heisenberg and Einstein talking about physics, you want one saying one thing, one saying another thing, you know? They're probably around the same things. That's my understanding why we try to make a machlokas small. Both, we'd assume they're pretty close to each other, and then there's a subtle machlokas. Greater minds get closer to each other, not further away from each other, right? Like, see that. So that's a very wide way to learn machlokas, but that's definitely not how the Aruch HaShulchan learns the machlokas. Okay, so let's just start simply. In Krakow, obviously, to a certain extent, right, the morning is beating Shabbos. Right, because I'm not wearing my shrimal, I'm not wearing my Shabbos clothes, I'm not wearing my silk clothes, etc. The question is, what's going on by the Gra? So this is a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. So let's read it together. All the punctuation, the Aleph Bet Gimel, is what I did. So Aruch HaShulchan was also the Rav in Nevardik. He wasn't a Nevardiker, but he was the Rav in Nevardik, and he lived in about the 1910s or so. And he wrote an amazing halachic work on all of Shulchan Aruch. Like the Mishnah Brura was more, you know, accepted in a certain extent and more on Aruch Chaim, but the Aruch HaShulchan wrote on all the halakim of the Shulchan Aruch. So here he says, V'dosh etzlenu, so he's talking about the minig in his places, probably in Navardik, yesh naimo shalosh doros, for two or three generations, shein nogim k'minig azeh b'shabbat chazon. We don't go like the Ramah, that we do not wear Shabbos clothes, right? I'm sorry, I just want to give you one introduction. I think it'll help you later. There's two ways to make a statement, right? Sometimes by saying or doing something, I make a statement, and sometimes by not doing something, I make a statement. Yeah, just keep that in mind as we go through. Okay, so let's start over. Dosh yetzlenu yishnaimo shalosh dar shein nogin k'minig azeh b'shabbat chazon. Eloshim kol big day Shabbos. We wear all big day Shabbat. V'gedolei ador shayu az, and the great men of the generation that were there then in these last two or three generations, Hinhigo came. They specifically instructed the nation as such. Ba'amram, Shizel Marim Avails B'Shabbos B'Farhesya. They said the reason we wear Shabbos clothes is because what, guys? Because we don't want to show our Avails on Shabbos. Now, everybody get it? So what's going to happen? You're waiting to come to Shul. Right? Imagine a new person in shul. He's never seen Shabbos before. He came for, it's his third Shabbos. So everybody's dressed up and dressed up and dressed up. And the third Shabbos he comes, everybody looks like the week. Right? So what does that show? He's going to ask what's going on. So you say, oh, they're showing off their mourning. right? So we're not supposed to show our mourning on Shabbos. And listen well, guys. So therefore, what do? We don't want to show our mourning on Shabbos. So what do? We don't, right? Because back to the statement we made at the beginning, right? There's a way you make a statement by doing something, by not doing something, by not wearing Big Day Shabbat and making a statement that I'm in mourning. I don't want to make that statement, so what do? I put on my Big Day Shabbos. Because I don't want to look like I'm in mourning. Good? We together? That's the explanation the Aruch HaShulchan says of the Minhag HaGra. That's our minhag. See, after, guys, what do you do? Let's stop there. What do we do? Again, I didn't see all the poskim and all the pretty limited in this sugya, but that means what we're doing this Shabbos, the reason we're wearing Big Day Shabbos is because we don't want to look like we're in mourning. Right? Now, both sides. If we don't want to look like mourning, that means we are in mourning. You understand? I just don't want to show it. And it's, go back to the way we explain the theoretical machlokas. The Ramah says we're really in mourning. According to the Gra, it's Mamas Shabbos, no shaychus to mourning, we're away from that, right? If that's not the explanation that the Aruch HaShulchan is presenting. What's he presenting? We are in mourning, but there's a problem of showing mourning on Shabbos. You see? Like to show the mourning outside, that really runs in right in the face of Shabbos. That I can't do. Does everybody see that? Remember when we see that? That explains what we're doing. What we're doing is we do feel some sense of how this expresses itself. I don't know exactly. You know, I'm not that stoposkim here, but at least according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not that we're mufka. We're not just totally disconnected from mourning on any Shabbos chazon, particularly this one, right? It's just, but we can't. There's a problem of showing avelud on Shabbat. That's what it is. Okay. Shizel Marin avelus b'Shabbos farhesia. It open l'chein afilu b'Shabbos shechabo tishbav. And therefore he says, even on a Shabbos like ours, Shechabot Tisha B'av V'nidcha, and Tisha B'av is pushed off till Sunday, Anu Lo Shim Big Day Shabbat Mitamza. L'chein, the Aruch HaShulchan continues, Meinu Eilat, during these days, Kimat Nishkach Adavar, Shein Lo Shim Big Day Shabbat B'chab Shabbos Chazon. It was basically almost forgotten, right? You can't find someone that won't wear Big Day Shabbos on the Shabbos, and I wouldn't advise anybody to do that, right? Even if you come out this way, that way, we do what the Jewish people does, right? But no, this is what everybody wears Big Day Shabbos. Now, let's continue. Does anybody hear a question, though? What did the Gedolim in the time before the Aruch HaShulchan say? They say, you know what? Not to wear Shabbos clothes? That's crazy. Because you'll be acting, showing avelus on Shabbos. I.e. saying what? What they did in Krakow was not right. We together? So what's wrong with saying that, guys?
Well, this year, Shabbat is actually on Shabbat.
Okay, you want to say it? But guys, think Rabbi Twersky. What's wrong with saying that? They were making mistakes in Krakow?
In Krakow, they didn't wear new clothes.
No, leave the new. We're talking about Shabbos clothes, right? We also don't wear new. But,
right.
So again, what's he saying? In Navarik, in that area, they said for three generations, the Gedolim said, you have to wear Shabbos clothes, because not wearing Shabbos clothes does what? Shows a velus. So what does that say about what they were doing in Krakow? It says they're wrong. You see? So what's wrong with that? Like Rabbi Twersky said, because people in Krakow know what they were doing. Huh? For hundreds of years, they weren't wearing Shabbos clothes. Everybody feel the question? That's where do we put... We don't want Krakow to be wrong, right? Okay, so this is what the Aruch HaShulchan asks. Let's see back on page 2. Bet. V'tmuatzli davar zeh. Again, the punctuation and stuff is I added, but the words are all his. V'tmuatzli davar zeh. It doesn't make any sense to me. Da'adu kadmonenu lo yodu zeh. Did our earlier generations not know this? That by not wearing your shtreimel on Shabbos, you're acting like a mourning, and it's a problem to act show avelut on Shabbos? How could you say that, right? V'im kol zeh nogu b'zeh. And they knew that issue, and they still didn't wear their shtreimels. Even though it's not from the Gemara, that was their minhag. Okay, everybody feel the question? This mamish reflects what Rav Twersky was saying. Not that I meant to do that specifically, right? But 3 weeks in a row, Hirschfeld already also referred to him. It's the same sense. We don't just say the earlier Doris, they didn't know what they were doing. There's no, and every time, by the way, when you make a cooler, when you make a chomra, you have to know. Klai Yisrael, someone, I don't want to say who, but... a very renowned posik came up with a certain thing, and someone told her Moshe Shapiro. So Moshe Shapiro said, "Yadot are orthodox in an oikein." You know, the Jewish people don't do that. You know, we don't just pull out of your, whether it's a leniency or a stringency. You have to know what was everybody doing. See, Moshe Feinstein very often, as Chupas will say, Ramosha has a tshuva about whether one can return a chicken filled chalent to the blech on Shabbos. Is there a problem of cooking the bones? Right, because the whole chalent is cooked, but the bones aren't cooked yet. So Ramosha says, I looked high and low. I tried to find the minig. And back in Europe, we used to have meat. He says, in America, also nobody puts chicken in. He says, maybe it's Danim and Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's the poor people in Israel. I don't know. And he says, since there's no minig now, since there's no custom, now I can really don the question mechadash. Now I can think about it totally cleanly without any presumptions. But he was looking for the assumption of what the Jewish people did at first. And that's just one example. Okay. So that's a problem. What was going on in Krakow? So look at the brilliance of the Aruch HaShulchan here. L'chein nir l'anis daiti. So says Aruch HaShulchan. The zed tolei ba'ofen ha'ha'al basha. You know what it depends on? It depends on how dressed was. Deitzel ha'kadmonim. In the earlier generations, Haizahal Bashat Shabbos v'chol Shavim b'dmutam u'b'tzmunasam. It used to be Shabbos clothes didn't look all that different than weekday clothes. This is interesting. Haizahal Bashat Shabbat v'chol Shavim were equal b'dmutam in their image u'b'tzmunatam and in their picture. Ella, so what made a Shabbos clothes a Shabbos clothes? We didn't make this up. Sheheverish Haya ben Schor Yikaro ben Schor Pshuta. There was more expensive materials and less expensive materials. That was the difference. Velo hayahevrish nikar kolkach. And there wasn't a difference so much between a Shabbos thing and a weekday thing. Sharaniyim gam b'Shabbos yotzim b'schor pshutah, because the poor people would, even on Shabbos, go out with poor stuff because they couldn't afford the fancier materials, right? Fascinating. Lachain hinhigu lilbosh bigdei chol. Therefore, they could wear big dechol. Rosai, listen well. So what was going on in Krakow? Why wasn't a problem of showing mourning on Shabbos? You know why it wasn't a problem of showing mourning on Shabbos? Because it wasn't. Why? Because the fact that you're wearing your big dechol didn't make such a statement. It's all about making a statement. So when in Krakow, they would leave on their Friday clothes, it wasn't so nicker, it wasn't so recognizable that they were doing that. Why? Because the Shabbos clothes didn't look all that different. Huh? Amazing. That's how they did it. Masha'en came, kama doris mikodim, however, a few doris before ours, he means, shebashabbos hayat tmuna acheres legamrei. But now there's a total different way that clothing's wear. Ligbar ben ani ben asher, kamosha b'chol. Hainosim kovash al klafin, ubashabbos trimal. Look at the poor people, they're wearing, during the week they wear a certain type of hat, and then they wear a strimal. V'chein shari begodim, hainika l'chol, shezeh beged chol, kamo kaita. V'zeh beged Shabbos, k'mo shal meshi lo ashir meshi lani, v'chula. L'fikach hinhigu agdolim shlonu minigzeh. So guys, so what changed? What changed between Krakow and Vilna according to the Aruch HaShulchan? The principles were exactly the same principles. The only thing that changed was the mitziyut, right? Let's get it clear again. In Krakow, let's say 1600s, 1700s, what was going on? Let's just say it simply, right? The Shabbos clothes and the weekday clothes weren't that different, right? Now, is there a velus on this Shabbos? There is, right? There is. And therefore, I don't want to put on my Shabbos clothes. But what goes against putting on my Shabbos clothes? What goes against not putting on my Shabbos clothes? I'll be showing off my mourning on Shabbos. No, that's not a problem. Because you're not showing off your mourning on Shabbos because it's not making such a statement to leave your weekday clothes on, because your weekday clothes and your Shabbos clothes aren't that different. So it's not nikar, it's not so recognizable. You know it, but that's not the problem of showing your avelis, right? Like it's a public thing. Publicly, it doesn't look like we're showing off mourning. Fascinating. What happens? Go ahead a little bit, and the fashions change, and the way we wear, what we wear on Shabbos and Chol changes, right? We start wearing strimals, we start wearing very different clothes. Oh, now you're going to come to shul without your strimal on. Everybody's going to say, "What's going on?" Now that then it became showing off. Now it becomes an issue of showing your avelos and Shabbos. Are we together? Amazing. Okay, we'll say. So this is the Aruch HaShulchan. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah might not be mashma like this, but according to the Aruch HaShulchan, there's mamish no machlokes between Krakow and Vilna at all. It was only a question of how. According to everybody, should I? Let's get it here. According to everybody, should I not wear Shabbos clothes if I can on this Shabbos? Yes, because I wanna be in mourning. We are in mourning. I want to feel a sense of mourning. Until what? Until it becomes a problem of showing off a veilus publicly. When does that happen? Well, it depends on what you wear, right? By the way, I don't want to. But the Aruch Hashem says it today. Today, you have to know. You know, it's a little bit different. If you're yeshivish, if you're a guy who only wears a hat on Shabbos, if you're a chassid, whatever. It's very interesting. But let's leave that off for a second. Careful. So that's Eila Divrei Ha Aruch Hashem. So there's no machlokes according to the Aruch Hashem between the two minhagim. It's the only difference is what goes on in regular Shabbosim and what statement are you making thereby when you won't wear your Shabbos clothes. Right? In early Doris, you're not making any statement because it's not so recognizable between this and this. But in the times of the Aruch HaShulchan and a few generations before, where the Levush was very different between Shabbos and Chol, you're making a tremendous statement. That statement we don't want to make. Okay, good? Everybody said, let's add one bit of complexity here. Okay? So that was all Shabbos clothes. Yes? Now we're going to get back to new clothes. Ready? Okay, so now, what do we say, though? We can't wear new clothes on this Shabbos, right? In our minute, we do wear Shabbos clothes, even though they're like new, right, etc. We do that, but we don't do what? We don't wear new clothes. Now, if I understand this correctly, that means what? Here I am, Joe Chassid, or Yaska Chassid. Let's make it more accurate, right? Here I am, Yaska Chassid. And my old shrimal flew away, and I have a new shrimal, right? Spanking new shrimal sitting ready to be worn this Shabbos. Yeah, am I allowed to put that shrimal on? My answer is you're not allowed to, right? You're not allowed to, huh? So what am I going to come to shul in? My weekday hat, right? My weekday hat. Now, why? In general, let's go a week before, right? Let's go a week before that guy. He had his old shrimal. Does he wear that on Shabbos Chazon? He would wear his old shrimal, right? Because it's like new, etc. That he would wear. And why does he wear that? Let's go through the whole thing. Why would he not want to wear it? Because it's a joyous thing to wear that. Why does he wear it? Because if he doesn't wear it, it's going to be mourning on Shabbos, right? So we're worried about the problem mourning on Shabbos. But if you have something new, Rabbi Osai, what do? You also don't wear it. But if I don't wear it, I'm also running to the problem of Eilus and Shabbos. You see, that's what I want to bring out. Yeah? If I'm right in my whole calculation, when I don't wear something new, imagine a whole community, right? The whole community just bought new shrimals, right? They had a great sale, right? One of the, you know, there's some chassidim that are richer, some communities are rich, some are poor. So all the rich chassidim sold to the all poor chassidim, you know, all their old shrimals. They waited for them to come and they forgot. And now they're all sitting there waiting for new shrimals. They got them on Friday afternoon, this Friday, right? But then what's going to happen? No, it's new. You can't wear it. Right? They go ask Rabbi Feinstein, right? Chassidim also ask Rabbi Feinstein questions. And what's he going to say? You can't wear them. We together? So that whole community is going to be Mar Avelis. They're going to be showing Avelis. So what happened to the problem of showing a veilus? Okay? That's the question I want to bring up. So Bosai, I think the answer is simple. I think it works. I don't think it's so difficult, but let's get all the halachas clear. It goes back to what we said, Amazon and the Ger Rebbe, right? Right? Means what? There's a difference between new and like new, right? So let's look at the issues at stake. Again, let's start with Krakow, right? Krakow. Let's start with Friday in Krakow. Can we do that? Yeah. Okay. So let's imagine Friday in Krakow. What a place to be. Yeah. I would have loved to be there. It would have been awesome. The Bach, the Ramah, amazing. So you're Friday in Krakow. Do you put on freshly laundered clothes? No. Why? Because when I put on a freshly laundered clothes, what does it feel like? That like new feeling is joyous. That doesn't fit to the time of the 9 days. Yes? Okay. Do I wear my Shabbos clothes? No. Right? Why? Because I don't want to have that like new feeling. Right? Correct? Right? Let's go now. Let's go forward 100 years. I go to Vilna. Right? Friday, do I wear Friday in Vilna? Also a great place to be. Yeah? Friday in Vilna. You go to Medjugorje a little bit in the middle, guys. It's all right. You take a trip to him and also go to the Hasidic centers. But now we get back to, we go to Vilna, right? Back to the home place of Lithuanians, right? So now we go back to the gross place. So we're in Vilna on Friday. Do I wear newly pressed clothes? No. Why? Because I don't want to have the feeling of like new. Do I wear my Shabbos clothes? Yes. Why? I don't want to have the like new feeling or bosai. Correct? I don't want to have that feeling. But it's a balance. Because what happens? Because we don't want to have that like new feeling, what do? I don't wear my Shabbos clothes. I run into another problem called showing avelus on showing off avelus befarhesi, showing off public mourning. That doesn't fit with Shabbos, right? Now, which one weighs out? There's a problem, right? There are two feelings which are countering each other. There are two halachic issues which are countering each other. On the one hand, I'm going to feel like new. I don't want to have that feeling. On the other hand, for me to have the feeling I'm supposed to have, quote unquote, I'm going to run into a problem of mourning on Shabbos. So which one wins out? Mourning on Shabbos wins out. Okay, good. But what happens if you change the bar a little bit? What if I put on something totally new? Right? Totally new is different than like new. That's a greater level of joy. Are we together? See what I'm saying? So now I could hear, that doesn't bother me, then now, okay, what? How about that much joy, right? If I'm going to wear it, what's going to happen? I'm going to feel so happy, I'm going to be extremely happy, the feeling of getting something new. That feeling they tried to avoid in Navarik. That you know, that guy, whatever, that feeling I'm going to have. That really happy feeling, correct? So what do I do? Oh, so I don't want to wear it. But now by not wearing it, what's going to happen? I'm going to be showing avelus on Shabbos. So which one wins out? Which one is more problematic? So it could be that joy of light of new mamish is such a contradiction to the feeling we're supposed to have during these 9 days that even though it will look like avelus on Shabbos, we're going to tell them don't put on your shtreimels. Okay, I think that's how we could explain the halachas. In a good way. Okay, well, so let's deal with a few more. That's the main part of the shir. But let's deal with three more halachas, okay? Just one is shoes.
Sorry, so
yes.
Kind of resolve it.
What? That's a resolution. That's a resolution.
So what do you do?
I think you. I mean, again, according to Moshe, right. According to good. What? Yeah. What do you do? I think you go to shul in your weekday clothes.
Why not a veil for Hesia?
It is veils before Hesia. But again, I'm not saying it's not veils before Hesia. Good. Okay, good. Why did they figure it out like that? Doesn't bother. Again, it is a problem with veils before Hesia on Shabbos, right? But the simcha you'll feel by wearing your new things is a worse problem. There's two problems, right? That's what, right? There's a stira. That's what, you have to feel the stira. This Shabbos, or both sides, understand that. No one likes to feel that, right? This Shabbos, we're living a lie. No, not so to speak. We're living a stira, right? On the one hand, we have a certain avelus inside, so we wouldn't want to put on our Shabbos clothes. But what? Anyway, we do put on our Shabbos clothes. Why? Because if we don't put on our Shabbos clothes, it's going to show avelus of Parhesia. But it's, so to speak, it's at a halachic, there's a halachic problem with that. Not, we're doing the right thing. We're talking about it in terms of the one thing's weighing out. What's weighing out? At the end of the day, I'm not experiencing the mourning the way I should, right? Because according to the way I want, what's the proper sense of mourning? Don't have that joy of like new things on the Shabbos, right? Yeah. But if you're makbid on that, then you're going to run into a problem of avelus before Hesia. Yes? So therefore, this Shabbos, the way we weigh it out is we wear Shabbos clothes, even though there's a problem. So what I'm claiming is that, but to wear something totally new, right, is so joyful that problem beats the veils of Farhesia problem, veils showing the mourning on Shabbos problem, right? And so it's a Chazal had to always judge what's a worse issue. Will you be showing Shabbos, mourning on Shabbos? You will, right? But to avoid that problem, what do I have to do? I have to have the joy of new things. That we don't want you to do. That's too much. Yeah. You got it? What's saying? You see it, Sam? I'm pointing out that there's a contradiction between...
Yeah, no. I mean, I understand the whole thing, but it's the... I think the problem, I just didn't know how you decided that...
I didn't decide. I'm saying halacha. I'm just explaining the halachas as they come out. I'm not deciding anything. I'm saying if I'm... I'm just saying this is what the halacha that comes out, as I understand it, from Rabbi Feinstein. Okay. That's what, and I'm giving an explanation. The halacha is the halacha. You know, if I'm right in the morning or motion, not the way. Everybody could hear another version from Rabbi Haver. It'll take you a while, though, okay? Maybe after the schnitzel. So, but then come to me afterwards. Give me a chance. Okay, Rabbi Feinstein, but yeah? It's just too long. You got it? Here's the halachas. I'm just explaining the rationale. I'm making the halachas rationale and the reason behind it. Yes, Rabbi?
Is that necessarily because the
the newness is a stronger factor than the public mourning on Shabbos, or might it be a function of active versus passive? In other words, actively doing something new is kumbaseh, but the mourning that you're expressing on Shabbos is simply passive. I'm not putting on my Shabbos clothing, so I'm not actively defending Shabbos.
But about what?
Actively it's resistance.
What about wearing what about Shabbos clothes all the time? Why is not the same cheshbon when you wear Shabbos clothes all the time? Wouldn't it be the same?
It's a stronger.
I see. Use S word. See, I think no. Go ahead. It's strong.
It's Shabbos clothes all the time. Because
you're not going up.
Why is it that you're?
No, you have your Shabbos clothes.
So then you're allowed.
No. You can't put on the new clothes.
You're pressed to a less extreme expression of it, but it's also the same. In other words, you are doing something, but you're doing something in a more muted way. Here, it's still an expression. It's still an expression of public mourning. Public mourning. You're thinking much less than I.
No, I'm not. I'm just answering about. But
I think you're saying the same thing back. I think you're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go over to afterwards. I'm not. Okay, Rabosei. Good. All righty. Excellent. So, Rabosei, just a few more quick halachas from Rav Moshe, and then we try to hit their reasoning. This is where this year gets a little more fun. That was fun also for me, but it was fun for you. Okay, so Rabosei, what about shoes? Yeah. What should come out if I want shoes for very. No geah, right? A very relevant halacha. You didn't buy special shoes for Tisha B'Av. Yes? You know, the Tisha B'Av oriented shoes. Non-leather. Right? One of the five prohibitions on Tisha B'Av, we don't have leather shoes. So now I need to go buy some light tennis shoes. Tennis shoes used to be cloth. Huh? What do they call the ones with just the plastic on the bottom? I forgot. Okay, so both... What? No, you have flip-flops. No, the old... There's like a Puerto Rican... Not so far back.
Crocs.
Okay, Crocs. You want to go buy a pair of Crocs. Can I buy a pair of Crocs on Friday for this Sunday? Or
yes.
One second. Hold on. What would you think? According to what we know right now. I'm going to be wearing new Crocs on Tisha B'Av, right? Not just not the 25 shekels that I buy my children, the fake Crocs. You know, a good pair of Crocs with the sap and everything like that. Yeah. What would you say? We would say no.
No,
L'chorot should be no. So let's hear Moshe here. So Moshe says, again, these letters are, this is a continuation of the same tshuva. Dim elo minalim, how do you say it? Minalim. Elo minalim, ke'elu shereshayim lelech b'tisha b'av. I'm sure you should buy them before Rosh Chodesh, but if you got. By the way, Bozo, I forgot to say something way at the beginning. There's another issue around which we have not discussed, and you shouldn't have, is about making Shachianu. There's another issue already from the 3 weeks about making Shachianu. Nothing we said today was focused on that. But you just have to know there's another issue, which I'm just leaving out for to keep the shir clean, but there's another issue about making Shechianos during this period. Okay? That's another topic. Okay? V'imelo minalim ke'el shereshayim lelech b'tisha b'av v'shochot gnosim konim rosh chodesh mistaber shemutter liknot. You can buy them. Says Rabbi Feinstein, gam achar rosh chodesh v'af b'shvu shechabo tisha b'av, even if it's the week of tisha b'av. Kaven, why? Shekashi lefanav lelech liyachav. It's hard to go barefoot and in socks. Says Ramosha, if you didn't buy Crocs, you can go buy them on Friday. Why? Because it's difficult. Yes, they're both saying. Now let's get this clear. Am I going to feel joy when I'm wearing my new Crocs?
Maybe.
Yeah, very, very likely, according to everything, right? People like a good pair of Crocs. It's expensive, 180 shekels, 200 shekels in Israel. You feel joy in that. So Ramosha says, yeah, but you know what? It's difficult for you. So Ramosha, what kind of svar is that? Okay, he's saying Mamish Misvar, right? No Raya. Rabbi Feinstein doesn't bring a proof to this. He says it's difficult. So I have a few questions for Rabbi Feinstein. What about if it's difficult for me not to have chicken and cheese sandwiches? You know, I used to have them every day on college campus, and then they suddenly tell me, and then I thought it was really a Daraisa problem. Then some rabbi told me, no, really, it's only the Rabbanan, and really, these Nataz is Mekel, but my rabbi told me I can't have chicken and cheese. That's very hard for me. So that's also Mutter. How about a headache on Shabbos, Rabbi? Headaches on Shabbos are difficult. Are they difficult? They're difficult. If you have to lie down, you're allowed to take aspirin, right? But if you don't have to lie down, it's also to take aspirin. It's difficult for you. So when are we being mocked at the Rabbanan? Because it's kosher. Yes? Everybody hear the question? Why is that a svara? Because it's difficult. And Rav Moshe is saying it from himself. You're not bringing a proof.
It's possible that it's because, I mean, certain clothing give you simcha, you have to do shechiana for. Shoes, you never do.
But Rav Moshe doesn't say you don't have a simcha. Then let Rav Moshe say you don't have simcha in it. Rav Moshe didn't say that, right? Rav Moshe didn't say because you don't enjoy. He says because it's difficult.
It's a difficult tishah b'av shoes. He said, what? You just said shoes, right? That
right.
You're allowed to wear on tishah
b'av. Right.
So it sounds like they could be fancy.
Right. Sir Bosai, thank you. Sir Bosai, see? Look at our neighbor's meat. It's mad at me in any way. So look at that. Sir Bosai, sir, that's what it's all about. Sir Bosai, let's just quickly get through a few more stories. So I think the pshat, I think Rav Moshe must have meant that Chazal, listen well to this, or we just move on. Rav Moshe means that Chazal wouldn't go on such a thing. And it doesn't mean it's a there's certain things which are practical dispensations right now, outweigh, like we've been talking about till now. Right, this Avelis, Shabbos, outweighing, etc. Here, I think Rav Moshe must mean that Chazal wouldn't have asserted such a thing. Chazal didn't want, and when they originally made these Yisurim, when the rabbis made these Yisurim from the beginning, they wouldn't have. That's Rav Moshe's Das Torah, that they wouldn't have asserted such a thing. But to say that just because it's difficult as a heter on its own, I don't understand why. Okay, think about that. Two more things we're both saying. Tefillin. Has anybody bought tefillin recently? We're going to finish about 3, 4, 5 minutes. Okay, we'll say it's just two more as far as you like it. Tefillin. We'll say, anybody brought tefillin recently? No? Okay, could you imagine buying tefillin? When you buy a good pair of tefillin, you're extremely happy, right? Talis. A talis is nice also. Most of you know, a good talis costs 150 shekels, 200, 300 shekels. A good pair of tefillin costs, you know, 3,000-4,000 shekels. It's costs 2,700 shekels. It's a huge thing. So if I told you one of them you can't do during this period, one you can do. Which one would you think you can do? Which one do you think you can't do? Let's see someone else. Which one do you think you can? Which one could I buy? Let's say the rabbi tells you.
The cheaper one.
The cheaper one, right? The svara would have been, I can buy a talis. That's not so joy. Right? But tefillin, whoa, that's extremely happy, Rav Moshe, right? The bar mitzvah boy is so happy when he buys tefillin. But let's see what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe is exactly the opposite. Look at this, Rav Moshe. This is a basic kitchen. Is damen lo likno tefillin chadoshin. When it happens to you, right? Obviously, it's better to buy. But, you know, you get a deal. Rabbi Nissim comes over to you today, right? You're going back to Chutz Laaretz. Some guys are going back next week. And here you have Rabbi Nissim, you know, has great tefillin. And he says, oh, you don't want to buy tefillin right now. Vaday mutter! Says Rabbi Feinstein, it's definitely mutter. You can buy tefillin during this period. What? Came to Raklamis. Because it's only for a mitzvah, right? But a talis, the talis you beged, but a talis, talking about a talis gadol, a, you know, big talis, that he's a beged, that's a garment, mistaber shasser. Afshilovish is a rak mitzvah, even though you wear it only as a mitzvah. Okay, we're both saying, so Moshe Mamish turned it around. We all said that there's more joy in tefillin than a talis. And Rabbi Feinstein said, in fact, you can't buy a new talis, but you can't buy tefillin. Why? Because a tefillin is only a mitzvah. And talis, even though I wear it in a mitzvah context, but it's a garment. So we'll say, what's going on? Does Rabbi Feinstein mean to say that people don't enjoy mitzvahs? Is that what he's saying? Is that what Moshe's saying? Right? We're not supposed to enjoy mitzvahs? I'm going to tell you something. One of the most famous things, I think I told you something. I have a friend who named his son Moshe Simcha. Because Moshe always talked about the fact you have to, he named him after Moshe Feinstein. And he added Simcha because he knows that Rav Moshe always used to talk about the necessity of Simcha mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe used to say American Jewry fell because they used to say Shvar Tzayin Yid. It's difficult to be a Jew. It's great to be a Jew. It's geschmack to be a Jew. That was one of Rav Moshe's main hashkafas to the world. He used to say they're good at conventions. So there's not Simcha in a mitzvah? What are you saying? So Rav Moshe, yeah, are we together? Well, Simcha's enjoy. Rav Moshe, I think Rav Moshe means, it's not a question, my understanding, is Rav Moshe doesn't mean it's not joyful. It's a type of joy. Chazal didn't asser, again, we're just, this is my understanding of what he's saying. Chazal didn't asser that joy, right? Chazal assered the whole period, what types of joy are we not supposed to have? We're not supposed to have physical joys, those types of joys. The rabbis didn't want that joy. But joy in mitzvahs, you're supposed to have. We'll say, now, how do I know that?
Yeshiva's open.
What? Yeshiva's open. Right, number one, the yeshiva's open. Thank you, Rabbi. And not only they're both saying, you know, it says, Mishil Sharon brings the Chazal. When a person davens, he should be happy. You know, it says, he should be happy that he's zocha to be omid. I can stand in front of a being that there's nothing in the whole world like him. So I'm not supposed to be happy when I'm davening? How about I do a chesed on Tisha B'Av? Happy, not happy? Happy, right? I'm happy when I do a mitzvah. So Chazal never answered that. So I think that's Ramosha. Ramosha doesn't mean you're not happy in tefillin, because it's a mitzvah. You are happy, but that's not the type of happiness. Your happiness, if you think about it, your happiness is in the mitzvah. Otherwise, you go to a non-Jew, you give him a pair of tefillin, he'll throw it out, right? Oh, gewaldig, oh, black boxes is so neat. It's not, right? The joy in tefillin is a joy in the mitzvah, right? The joy in a talis is a joy in a garment, even though it's also for a mitzvah, but it's a garment. As much as it's a garment, that's why you have to put dalat kanfas on it. It won't be a garment, right? It's a garment. So that, in a talis, is a physical joy. In tefillin is spiritual joy. Spiritual joy, they didn't answer. Both sides. There's one bikasha. If they didn't answer spiritual joy, just quickly now, if they didn't answer spiritual joy, so why are we not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av? Right? We don't learn on Tisha B'Av because it's happy. Now, both sides. I was thinking that there's two ways to say it. Let's leave off the Torah question for a second. There's two ways to say the tefillin thing. One is they didn't answer that. It could be more than that. The whole tachlis of this whole period is to raise our spirituality. The whole tachlis, the whole purpose of all that we're going through these 3 weeks and these 9 days in Tisha B'Av is to get ourselves more spiritual. When we're more spiritual, what are we going to enjoy? We're going to enjoy mitzvahs more. We're not mourning and ashamed nothing. We're mourning to get back to the Beis HaMikdash, Mesos Kol Aretz. Jerusalem was an extremely happy place, so they're not going to answer along the way. You're feeling joy in the mitzvah? We're going to answer that? That's the whole purpose of the whole thing. That's what we want. We want you to be happy in mitzvahs. That's why we're doing this, to get more spiritual. Why don't we enjoy mitzvahs? Because we enjoy physicality. You enjoy mitzvahs? Chazal aren't going to answer. That's the whole point. You see? It's all to get to the tachlis. Now, why would they answer Torah, therefore? It could be Torah they answer because that's a simple joy, Rabosai. What do I mean to say? It's not a... people enjoy learning, right? People really enjoy learning. It's simple for them to enjoy Torah. If you ask, most Talmidei Chacham, I hate to say, but ask them, I mean, don't ask them, but if you would ask them, what do you enjoy more, learning or doing a mitzvah? So 95% would say they enjoy learning more, not because of spirituality. It's just, it's a simple joy. So that's not necessarily showing that you're getting to the tachlis. Okay. Well, so we're just kidding. What about a new car? Huh? New car? Yes, no. Definitely no, right? So Rav Moshe said, let's just finish with that. Mechonis Chadasha, a new car? So Rav Moshe said, it depends why you bought it. It depends why you bought the car.
Are you talking about buying it or using it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It doesn't make sense. But one second. Definitely, I imagine both. I imagine both. Chonis Chadasha. Imu Lisanig, if it's a Sunday car, right? Pashut Shasa. That for sure you can't do. Obviously, you can't buy a new car during this time. If it's for a Tanuk, Gam Yud Zayin B'Tambus, the Tzarek Levar Shech Yonu, right? I wrote too much, so I meant to cut more of this out. That you can't buy for Tanuk because it's Shech Yonu, and that's for sure you can't. If I can't buy and wear a new shirt, for sure I can't buy a new Gishmaka car. But let's skip to the third line, I want to show you this. Vimu Mechon LeParnasa, but if it's a car which you use for Parnasa, Kamo what Rabosai? No.
Truck.
Look at the road. Like you said, he wrote it. Moshe wrote truck. And with the government Sameach. Look at the third line, guys. Bimu mechonet the parnaskimo truck. That's mutter. So Moshe said, it depends why you're buying your car. If you're buying it for enjoyment, for Sunday joyrides, that for sure you can't do or use, etc. But if it's just a truck for Parnassa, so Moshe says you could buy that. Moshe said, what about a mother who drives the kids around all the whole time? You know? Is that a tanug? Or is that Parnassa? I don't know. You know, most women, they just, you know, they drive their car. My wife is driving the car the whole time. She doesn't leave the car sometimes, you know. Someone said, Ema's in the car 2 hours a day, driving this one, there, that. Is it tonic? I know it's a tonic for her.
A new car
is Parnassa anyway.
A new car would give more
simple. Okay, well, so we should all find simple when we shouldn't, be not happy when we shouldn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah.